Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hey, you got on that early today.
Yeah, that, my clock is wrong. Fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Retta.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Huber here too.
Okay.
Are you leading the call today, Loretta?
I really was prepared.
Oh.
If you need me to, I can though. Okay, I guess I go ahead and pick up in Leviticus 7. And we're still speaking on the direction for sacrifice offering by poor people. And here are the instructions concerning the most holy offering for guilt. The sacrificial animal shall be killed at the place where the burnt offering sacrifices are slain, and its blood shall be sprinkled back and forth upon the altar. The priest will offer upon the altar all its fats, including the tail, the fat that covers the inside, the two kidneys and the lion fat, and the gallbladder. All shall be set aside for sacrifice. The priest will burn them upon the altar as a guilt offering to the Lord. Only males among the priests may then eat the carcass, and it must be eaten in a holy place, for this is the most holy sacrifice. The same instruction applies to both the sin and the guilt offering. The carcass shall be given to the priest who is in charge of the atonement ceremony for his food. When the offering is a burnt sacrifice, the priest who is in charge shall also be given the animal's hide. The priest who presents the people's grain offering to the Lord shall be given whatever remains of the sacrifice after the ceremony is completed. This rule applies whether the sacrifice is baked, fried, or grilled. All other grains offered, whether mixed with olive oil or dry, are the common property of all sons of Aaron. Amen.
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 Amen. Alrighty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. I'll go ahead and do a roll call of the attendees that we have so far. We have Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Auntie Janet.
Hello. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we also have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Auntie Carrie, I'm sorry. Good evening. Okay, and we also have Hubert. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Loretta.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we have Mother.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. And myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone, to our call, and I would like to turn over to Loretta to open us up.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad that you decided to join the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. May everyone bow their head, please.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to listen. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. Father God, there are more than three gathered here today in your name. We thank you for being in the midst. Therefore, anything we ask for in prayer, we believe we shall receive. In your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
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 All righty. We didn't have any new callers, so let's go ahead and get started with our service today. I'd like to start off with Hubert.
Okay.
Hubert? Caller, yes, we're starting out with you.
Greetings, everyone. Shalom, shalom. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted by any sight. I'll be coming to you from the books of Psalms. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yieldeth fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blow away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. We have another caller joining. Is that you, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening.
Okay. Are you by yourself, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Next. Auntie Carrie? Or is this Sister Shirley?
This is Sister Shirley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Carrie.
Good evening.
Well, welcome. Okay. Would you like to share any good news with us at this time?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Janet?
Okay. I would like to share, I would call it a special reading from Proverbs. And I know if my brother could speak, he would totally agree. Who can find a virtuous woman? My brother found a virtuous woman by the name of Macy Oley. And I'm going to dedicate this reading from Proverbs 31 to her. Along with my brother's love. I'll beginning at verse 10. So y'all bear with me, please. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband did trust safely in her, so that he had no need of spore. She did him good for as long as they were together. verse 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the she was like the merchant ship that bringeth her food from afar. She rose up also while it was yet night and gave meat, food, spiritual and physical food to her household and even a portion to her neighbors. She perceived that her merchandise is good and her candle never went out, even by night. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yes, she reached forth her hands to the needy, absolutely. She was not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household was clothed with scarlet as needed. Her husband, my brother Gentle, was known in the gate that he was a most happy and delightful person because of this virtuous woman. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looked well to the ways of her household and also for others. And she ate not the bread of idleness. Her children has risen up, and they have called her blessed. Her husband, my brother Gentle, before his homegoing, declared that she was a wife, a woman worthy to be praised. I would declare that many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman like my sister Maosi, that fears the Lord, she shall be praised always by us, her husband's family. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own work praise her in the gate. Her work will always praise her because she has done so well with that, but God bless the rest. We love you, Maosi, and your family, our family. Amen and amen.
We have another caller, Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Loretta, would you like to share any concerns?
Yes, my reading is from Romans 5. Now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Mother, would you like to share any good news?
Yes, I'm going to be reading Psalm 119, 105 through 112. And the subject of it says, the guiding power of the word. Regardless of the condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance. As a lamp and a light, his word is sufficient in directing us toward himself. God has given us his word for guidance. Since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in the dark world, we can make choices that determine the eternal destiny of our souls. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In John 1:1-2, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the summit, we can resolve to apprehend to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternally with God. Let us be so guided by the word that we will stay on the path that lead to eternal life and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay. Auntie Marie, would you like to share any good news?
I just want to sit in tonight.
Okay, no problem. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read Genesis 1:5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that is what was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Don. Auntie Ben, do you have any good news to share this evening?
Behind your mama, your sister, and my sister done took everything I had to read.
All right.
Lord is
amen,
good.
Amen, amen.
All on one accord. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm going to read the blue
thank you, Jesus.
About John, in the book of John. John made it clear that Jesus is not just a man. He is the eternal Son of God. He is the light of the world because he offered this gift of eternal life to all people. How blind and foolish to call Jesus nothing more than a usually good man or a moral teacher. Yet we sometimes act as if this was true when we casually toss around his word and go about living our own way. If Jesus is the eternal Son of God, we should pay attention to his divine identity and life-giving message. Jesus met with individual preachers to great crowds, trained his disciples, and debate with the religious leader. The message that he is the Son of God received a mixed reaction. Some worship him, some are puzzled, some turn back, and some move to silence him. We see the same very action today. Time has changed, but people's hearts remain hard. May we see ourselves in these encounters Jesus had with his people, and may our response to worship him follow. Jesus carefully instructed the disciples how to continue to believe even after his death, yet they could not take it in. After he died, and the first report came back that Jesus was alive, the disciples could not believe it. Thomas especially remembered as one who refused to believe even when he heard the eyewitness account from the other disciples. May we not be like Thomas, demanding a physical face-to-face encounter, but may we accept the eyewitness testimony of the disciple that John has recorded in his gospel. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Go ahead and move on to our next part of the program. Turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut in.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. First, I would like for us to have a moment of silence for Daddy Verna and Sister Shirley Mother, for they have Amen. Both gone on to be with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. May God continue to bless their families in their time of need. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we ask that you allow them to hear your voice, and knowing that you are still in control, Father God, we ask that the Holy Spirit be activated in each and every one of our sick and shut-ins. Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. For we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is still power in the blood. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we ask for strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you renew our mind and create in us a clean heart. For we will continue to walk by faith. Oh, and yes. Not by sight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. The next order of business is the birthdays from September the 11th through September 17th. Have any birthdays? Okay. Auntie Carrie's not on, but Willie Cody's birthdays? Nope, wrong day. Sorry. Kadarius, Loretta?
Oh, Kadarius' birthday the 17th. That's right.
Okay.
And what did you say, Uncle Willie?
No, he's on the 18th.
The 18th, so that'll be next week. Okay.
Yeah. And also Michael, Joel is on the 16th. That's all that I have. So we have Kadarius and Michael on the 16th and the 17th. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, Mother, would you like to sing happy birthday to your great grandson?
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen.
Thank you. Alrighty. So let's go ahead and move right on to the next stage of our program. If you guys have any special poems or prayers or testimonies to share, or even a song, by all means. If not, just pass. I'd like to start off with Auntie Dot.
Into interference. He would say he would like to start out with the praise report.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Greetings. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to the Vernon family and my mother. And I would like to say I didn't get to meet Mr. Vernon about 3 times in my life. But out of those 3 times, he installed some very powerful words in me. When he came up to visit me on my graduation, he said, always put God first. So I wanted to start this prayer off with that at the beginning, but he told me, put God first. So now I come back to give my thanks and appreciation for him coming in my life and in my mother's life and family with Psalms 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the screens to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundation are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord in his holy temple. The Lord is on his holy throne. He observed the sons of men. His eyes examined them. The Lord examined the righteous. But the wicked and those who love violence, his soul hates. On the wicked, he will rain fiery coal and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. Upright men will see his face. And now to Father Vernon, I say, and I also put the Lord last in my life. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? You see, I went to the valley, the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water was cold, chilled your body, but not my soul, because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need.
yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Auntie Marie, you still just listening, right?
Yes. I have something I want to say right quick.
Amen.
Okay, go
ahead. I got a chance to meet my other family that I had never met. It seemed like just talking to them on the phone. So I got a chance to meet them in person, special Auntie Betty.
Yes.
And Auntie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was all of them, right? I got a chance to meet them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thank God, but not the way we had to, but still I was glad to meet them all. And that's what I have to say. Amen.
The same here.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Like I've been knowing, been seeing y'all all the time.
Amen. So thank you for that.
Amen.
It definitely was nice to put a name to the voice.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Auntie Shirley, would you like to? I mean, Sister Shirley, would you like to share any more news?
I pass.
Okay. Mother, would you like to share any good news?
Yes, I would just like to thank everybody for being here with me during that time. Sorrow. And by my hope, my whole family was here, and his whole family was here that made me go through it so much better.
Amen. Amen.
For all of you all. And
amen.
I want to say this sunburst, precious Lord. Take my hand.
Hallelujah.
Lead me on and let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my precious Lord and lead me on. Thank everybody for
everything. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother.
Thank you, Lord.
Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes. My reading is Feed Your Faith. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you, just put your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fear. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. store the word of God in your heart today so you can declare in it your in your day of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. Love that. Auntie Janet, would you like to share an additional need?
Yes, I would like to say first that I really do praise and thank the Lord for his blessing upon us.
Mm.
And I especially thank him again and again for bringing our little angel, Macy Olin, to our lives. And I can truthfully say, it's my opinion that my brother had the last 5 years of his life were happier than I've seen him since his first wife died, which was some 50 years ago. So we just I really praise and thank God for that. Never seen a person as strong as she.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's God-given strength that, I mean, we were trying to cheer her up and support her, but she ended up cheering us up. And,
amen.
It's just really amazing. Just really amazing. So give God the honor and the thanks for that. I would like to share just briefly from our red book, our prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with restoration. Because we're going through trying times now in the public arena. Things are happening that has never happened before as we know it. But this is what the Lord is saying to his children. I read it. I'm going to read all of it. It says, as God's children, through Jesus, we are seated in heavenly places with the Lord. We desperately need to learn to be still and know that he is God. He is in control. When we look around, we see different things happening. We ourselves might wonder, God, where are you? But God is in control. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows when the end, when it will be ended. Do not fret, not squirm. Do not get up out of your protective heavenly position and get back into the Adam mindset, trying to figure things out. That is the Adamic way of thinking. We are to possess God's life through the mind of Christ, his wisdom, his understanding, and through the way by the Holy Spirit. We need to know. We need to know that and settle it, that the devil is defeated. Let God arise and your enemies and heal you, body, soul, and spirit. The word of God says to call upon the Lord. Let God be God in you. So you are healed, made whole, and restored in all areas of life. Whatever ails you, take it to God in prayer. Confessing God's word, believing your God-given rights and promises and God-given inheritance. Stop that Adamic mindset. That is why Jesus shed his blood for us in the first place. Restoration to the Heavenly Father, to Jesus. We are and can be whole and complete in spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just noticed we have another caller on the line. Number ends in 0562.
That's you?
Shalom. That's me, Andrew. Thank you.
Oh,
Shalom.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. Well, thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Beautiful. Thank
Praise
you very
Lord.
Much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, you shall. Thank you. Yeah.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read a little Psalm chapter 51. It says, have mercy on me, O God, because you are, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out my sin. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be provide right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. Before we move to the conclusion of our program, is there anything else anyone else would like to say?
Yes. I'm Hubert Lowe, and I would like to say I was proud to see all of my mother, family members, sisters, and brothers coming in and supporting the Vernon family. It was the eyes. I haven't seen them in a while myself. It was refreshing. And I didn't really know much of the Vernon family, but it was good to see them. And I guess the Lord knows what he's doing, and I was thankful to be a part of it. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for you too.
Amen.
I would like to thank everyone for the prayers and support. I was going through a dark time, and you all were going through a dark time, and you all had my prayers with you. May God continue to bless you, and may we continue to bless each other.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Alrighty. Well, I am so choked up, but I know Mr. Gentle is right here with me.
Ah! Oh, I miss him. Oh, wow.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's what he was. I was about to say. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Oh.
Amen. Yeah. Angela, I want to say to Auntie Janet and Marie, I was glad to meet you all. Looked like we had met before and been knowing each other a long time.
Yeah,
I really
enjoy
you all and hope we can all stay in touch with each other.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord. Yes, we will.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I get through this prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
God bless. Yes, yes.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
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 What a wonderful show tonight. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something to share tonight that will help you through your busy week. And Sister Shirley and Mother May, you are still in our prayer during your time of need. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father God, we are trusting and believing in your words alone. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone, and we love you. Amen.
Good night. We love you.
Good night. Man, love you all. Good night.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.